Let them that hate and persecute run away.
Is this hype necessarily? They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
Love is life.
It's the Morning Detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Always trust everyone to be themselves, but trust in the fact you can see them well. You mean? So it's like, you know, trust. It takes too much energy to not trust someone. You mean? It takes too much energy. You know, we gotta stay two steps ahead of them or whatever. But trust them to be them.
To be themselves.
Trust the snake, to bite you. Right. Trust the lion to laugh. Trust the deep to steal from you. Like, trust them.
Yeah. Good morning, Montreal. 7 o'clock in the morning. The number one morning show in the country, the Morning Detour. Weezy Mo Chase and DJ Maddie, bring me back a little bit. This morning, I'm asking for your help. Sometimes some of us, we got so much pride, we can't tell the difference between a handout and asking for help. This morning, we kick off the CKT funding drive till infinity. It seems apropos since we are the guardians of the galaxy. Montreal, my city.
I ain't trying to be stubborn, but I could use some self-loving.
Yeah.
I ain't gotta say nothing. They already know how I'm coming. I've been working on me.
You already
been
know.
Loving on me.
We are in the building.
I had to learn to love myself.
MTL Plug is with us. He is the Puffy. He's the Steve Stout. He is the Russell Simmons.
No, I don't mind no help. I'd rather do it myself.
Montreal, I need you this morning.
No help. I'd rather do it myself. I've been working on me. I've been loving
too much,
on
Maddie.
Me.
Maddie, bring me back.
I've had to.
Montreal, this morning I pledge to you, this is the best morning show in the country. You can go coast to coast on this. We are Montrealers. We are outside. MTL Plugs in the building. This morning we are pledging y'all for some donations.
I'm trying to be stubborn, but I can use some self-loving.
DJ Maddie, what's it doing?
They already know how I'm coming. I've been working on me. I've been loving on me. I had to learn to love myself.
Montreal, my city.
And no, I don't mind no help. I'd rather do it myself. No, I don't mind no help.
Yeah.
I'd rather do it myself. I've been working on me.
This is the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. This is the best show in the country. This is the Morning Detour.
They hate to see it. We love to see it. You continue to set the bar. They underneath it. Always bet on yourself and best believe it. If you ever fold, I'm here to iron out the creases. Just preheat it. Self-hate. We must unteach it. I'm talking standards so high they can never reach it. A lot of broken promises from broken people. I bet them half-naked hoes never feel completed, just conceited. For no fucking reason. Real. Something got you glowing, I can't put my finger on it. God took his time on you, had to linger on it. You the housewife type, put a ring on it. I'm happy for you. You practically royal. The queen bee. They Chanel, yeah. You might love the streets, but they'll never love you back. Love yourself. Every love story needs a climax. She, sir.
I ain't trying to be stubborn, but I can use some self-love.
This is how we feeling this morning. We all got a boss, a co-worker, a friend that's trying to put us down. It's all about self-love this morning. This is the best morning show. We are the guardians of the galaxy. We gonna turn up this morning.
And no, I don't mind no help. I'd rather do it myself.
This is the CKT funding drive till infinity.
No,
call us up. We're coming to you live on Facebook, on YouTube, The Morning Detour.
I've been loving on me.
This show is brought to you by Regulators. Measy, sometimes in life you gotta regulate. Let's go, Maddie! Much y'all, my city. We're gonna show them why we are the best morning show in the country. Don't worry that we Montrealers. It doesn't matter what block you from. DJ Manny.
New contract being like I play ball, little boy ain't nothing to play with. I told her pull up, she told me she can't hunt. We sharing location. Yeah. I was riding in the ghost with the ghost gun.
Yeah.
Seen you out with your kids, so you don't want.
MTL Plugs in the building. DJ Maddie's in the building.
In the hood, I call her gang, she don't play with that baby. I be NBA.
We need more red cups. We need more red cups. Go.
In the hood, I call her gang, she don't play with that baby. I be NBA. You know I ain't never gonna say. New contract being like I play ball.
You know we doing Kanye this morning. You know we talking Kanye this morning.
We sharing location. I was riding in the ghost with a ghost gun. Seen you out.
Regulators, I see you.
My man in the can while you taking out the trash.
I hit him with the grace like, this morning.
Ha! They all get how you ever had a foursome. It's too much cash for me to hide. I had to get a little bro some. I'm around from time to time. I don't show no emotion. But when he died, he had the racks. He had to make a go for him. I hang with the hills who train the killers who send all
my y'all, my city.
I got me a check.
The morning, Detroit. The funding drive. You know we get up for the money times. You like the show? You like the vibes? Please donate, ckt.ca. With the Black IKEA, we my built tables. MTL plug, baby.
My life was never
easy.
We all made it through the pandemic. It's still around, but dying down. We outside this summer. We outside this summer. Crew love coming back.
Started in my cutlass clutching heat like it's an open oven. Puffing chronic, puffing Biggie out the window, speaker subbing. My life was never
easy.
We going in this morning. It's the fun and drive.
There it is. There it was.
Yeah.
Don't interrupt. Just because.
Yeah.
It's no love. Shoulder shrug.
You gotta watch the haters off. Kanye!
I ain't bring nothing to the table when I'm the table. I'ma turn up the music, wake up the neighbors.
Yeah.
I'ma get that thug life tatted across the navel. Cause I am a real.
It's too much fire, baby! If you like the sound every Friday,
my life was never
easy.
Please donate to the CKT funding drive. Our goal this year is 35K. It's a community show. I don't have the budget that Virgin got. I don't got the budget that CJD got.
Started in my cutlass clutching heat like it's an open oven. Puffing chronic, puffing Biggie out the window, speaker subbing. Running to the crypts, it ain't no discussion. Bullet wounds drenched in Hennessy and teaspoons of Robitussin. Head up phase, got a few concussion. Yeah, Compton's amazed, Dr. Dre percussion. God, please grant my nigga eternal life. We need the beats. Aftermath where you fall asleep, you do not eat. And my belly is full. Gorilla riding the bull. Banana clips in the pool. Swan diving classy azure. The ops, I'm on they ass. Grandmama whoopings in school. This woman 10 in Brazil where niggas die in they jewels. Too many problems, too many YGs. So many ties to dollar signs, easy to end up on E. I got shot up like Columbine. The Crips descended on me. Saw my name on the dotted line. That was
there it is.
We need all
there
the money this morning. We're trying to build more than tables.
Just because it's no
I'm trying
love.
To go to Sirius. I'm trying to go to Apple.
I ain't bring nothing to the table.
When I'm the table,
I'ma turn up.
Ain't that so much, y'all? Ain't that so much, y'all? You do the work and they still want to discredit you.
Real life, not just okay. Mr. Narcissist, tell me about my arrogance. No more counseling, I don't negotiate with therapists. God, yeah, wanna let God in. But tonight, I guess I let my pride win. Cousin Dre, send me scriptures, help me see life better. Nigga, we having the best divorce ever.
Maddie.
If we go to court, we'll go to court together. Matter of fact, pick up your
sister,
we'll go to...
Talk to me a little bit, let's go. 7:08 in the morning, Montreal, my city. It's another Friday. We are outside, we are outside. It's the morning detour. We on Fridays. Can't go to work with these kind of vibes. If you in traffic, if you locked on the metro, this one's for you, let's go. You gotta donate to this show. If you donate to anybody, it's gotta be the morning detour. CKT.ca, the funding drive. Everything is well appreciated. This is community radio at its best.
Come on,
tu m'as regardé.
Hey.
Mon charme avait son effet.
Yeah, but you know the Afro Urban Fest coming up next week. Super. She's the Black Queen Latifah. KT Antoine's coming on this morning. If you didn't get your ticket, I know it's free. The Urban Afro Fest. Montreal, my city. We got so much vibes this morning. It's the morning, Tito. Yeah. When I hear this, it means I just want to go back to the motherland. Hey! Hey! You are now listening to the sweet sounds of DJ Maddy. We are the guardians of the galaxy. This is the best morning show in the country. This is the morning detour.
J'ai clair une flamme qui effrayera les pompiers. J'ai cœur de pirate toujours sur le chantier. Du sel en moi là j'en connais les dangers. Dans mes crèves de faire le mili, moi ça fait des années que je l'ai fait. Alors j'ai pris ton numéro, j'ai la cousine des dialogues. Elle m'a dit que t'es un Joe, mais que tu préfères les salauds. T'aimeras me détester. Je te ferai du sale, je vais pas te respecter. Cela la montre tes rangs en charisme.
Big up Big Will. Big up Ricky, not nice. Big up for the people in the entertainment. All the promoters doing big things in the city.
I know.
What you got on me there, DJ Maddy?
Yeah.
10
bands, 50 bands, 100 bands.
We need all the money this morning.
Let's just not even discuss it, man. OMG. Niggas sleep. I ain't tripping.
We couldn't do the show without you, Montreal. Please donate to the CKT Fund and Drive. CKT.ca. Coming up next, we'll talk. We got some merch for you, too.
Trying to say a story, I don't even
we
know
in the building.
Package. Who you with? What you playing? I was paying mama's rent when I was turning 17. So dirty like that Anna never clean. My ex asked me where you moving. I say on the better things. Yeah, 10 bands, 50 bands, 100 bands. Fuck it, man. Let's just not even discuss it, man. OMG. Niggas sleep. I ain't tripping. I'ma let them sleep. I ain't tripping. Let them rest in peace. I've been in the crib.
Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs. We got an action-packed show. I got to jump into this joint this morning. Montreal, my city, 7:12 in the morning. Till infinity is the funding drive. We are looking for donations. This is community radio at its best. This is the best urban morning show in the country. Oh, Maddie, so much vibes. So for the next 2 hours, we'll give you the best in news, reviews, and interviews. I'm your host, Weezy Mo Chaser. The Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. But this morning I'm drawing. I call him the real Russell Simmons. I call him the real Montreal Puff Daddy. He's built this brand. He reaches out. He sits down with up emerging Montreal artists. And you give them a platform to talk about their art, to showcase their music. You had great events back before. I got Meezy from MTL Plug.
Shows, baby.
Yo, hold on, Maddie. I need to get I need to get that sampled. I ain't gonna hold you.
It's your host. M-I-Z-Y, baby.
I was driving to the show this morning, I was telling myself, I said, me and Meezy, we like Kendrick and J. Cole. We Kendrick and Cole. But I'll leave it to you to pick which one you want to be.
Yeah, I'm a
Cole
type of guy.
Yeah, Cole kind of, okay, I'll take the small voice, dude. I'll be Kendrick.
Cole kind of guy.
But yo, man, Meezy here, MTL Plug, Red Cup King. You know what I'm saying? I get all my new music from you for a long time. You know, I love the way that you're able to find the right type of emerging Montreal artists and showcase them.
Appreciate that.
Because a lot of people don't do that. People are just on one side of the spectrum where it's kind of like, okay, well, this is my guy. I just want to push this guy. But you really sit down with everybody, and you have a real in-depth conversation with them about art, about creativity. I just want to give you your flowers this morning, man. I love what you do, man. I think everybody from Warner Music to Universal, I don't know who are the majors now. I think everybody needs to sign you, man. Your grassroots work, you know, speaks for itself. MTL plug, boy. Well, we plugged in this morning. You co-hosted. You on the detour?
Yes, sir. I'm on the detour. I have to be on the detour, man. Thank you for having me. I appreciate that, bro.
Before we go, you know, we got a lot of things to promote this morning. It's a busy, busy morning. Before we get into all that, I often don't get a chance to talk basketball on the show.
What's up?
Right, you know, and you and I, you know, we're friends off the show. Yeah. We often have this conversation, you know, RIP Kobe. Kobe's not here no more, but I'm still a Laker fan, and I inherited LeBron James. You know what I mean? So you and I, we've always had this conversation about who's better, LeBron James or KD.
Yeah.
Now, they've both had some 50-plus games most recently.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The Nets looking kind of good the other night. Kyrie was on one.
Mm-hmm.
KD has been out there. I had this thought yesterday morning. I said, this is a great opportunity for KD to really add to his GOAT status.
Right.
Kyrie can't play home games. LaMarcus Aldridge is not there. A lot of people are injured. Blake Griffin. A lot of people are injured. So my mom's hitting me up. So he's basically out there with a skeleton crew. If KD was ever going to really make a name for himself.
Well, not really skeleton. I mean, I got my boy Patty Mills over there. You know,
Patty Mills didn't show up against. Patty Mills didn't show up against Mavericks, though.
I know, but he's playoff ready, though. You know, he's a playoff type of guy. You know what I'm saying? He's doing good right now.
Yeah.
You know, also, you know, you got Dragic. Dragic is a good player.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you got these little guys. So when you say skeleton, yeah, okay. But the big monster, though.
Yeah, he's coming.
Big monster, though.
What I'm saying to you, this is a great opportunity for him to add to his goal, to his goal claim.
Yeah.
If we were to pull this team that's a little bit hindered, and he would have pulled them to the playoffs, I want to see KD versus Giannis in the Eastern Conference Finals.
That line.
I want to see that. I said, man, I want to give everybody a shot to be great.
Yeah.
Montreal, my city, big, big, big show this morning. Of course, you know, the Fun and Drive, CKT, we are a community radio station. Without you Montrealers, without you great listeners, we wouldn't have a show. Now, you know what I mean? Quiet escape. I think, you know, I know there's a couple shows in Toronto, but I'll kill them too. But I think I'm the best morning show. And I think I know.
Let's go.
The best morning show in the country, the Morning Detour. So we're looking for your pledges. The number... the number is 514-907-9424. I thought I didn't put it down. But 514-907-9424. We'll take any donations. $2, $5. Y'all seen the gas prices, so I understand.
Donate.
But anything will help. Also, you can go on ckt.ca and donate to the funding drive. We're also, later on the show, we're going to premiere. We have the We On Fridays hoodies that we're going to sell for $45 plus tax. Now, we got the T-shirts, $20 plus tax. We On Fridays. Morning Detour proceeds. A portion of the proceeds from that will go to the CKT funding drive till infinity.
Nice.
So, shout out to DJ Maddie and the ones and twos this morning. We are hype. We are hype. We got great guests this morning. We have Capua Lamar. He's like, he's like the Cordell West of hip-hop from Montreal. But he's part of the whole Vision Hip-Hop Quebec thing with Martin Clairvaux. The whole Art Exhibition down there at the fight. I think it's running until the 25th to 26th. But we have him coming on. It's running until the 26th. We have him coming on at 7:45. 7:30, the GMB brothers, Ruga. Yep. He's got his solo tape coming out. So we're going to feature busy show. Let me show. And, of course, we're promoting the festival, Afro Urban Fest.
Let's go.
So, you know, man, uber personality, creator, animator, entrepreneur, KT Antoine's coming on at 8:30 a.m. That's how you know the show's getting serious,
Meezy. Hey, man, it's jam-packed. It's jam-packed.
When the big names, and we also have one of the performers at the Afro Urban Fest, Trinisha Brown's coming on the show as well.
Nice.
Good music. Trinidad Born, so good music going on.
Sir.
Action Pack Show, and of course, you know, this Friday's show is sponsored by Regulators. Regulators, Cologne Brown. I love my dude Regulators, my dude. You hit me with that Grace hoodie. That's that new joint. Make sure you cop that. What?
Got one of those. I got one.
Was
of
it
those
a peach
too.
Punch you put on the sweater?
Yeah.
You put the peach punch on. Okay, so rolling. So shout out to Regulators. So we making moves. Oh, man. What do you want to start? Oh, this is where I want to start here this morning, man. Let me kick it off, man. Montreal might say Fresh Face Fridays brought to you by Synergy Medispa. Synergy Medispa, your place for laser, your hair removal, body sculpting, facial peels. Synergy.medispa. Follow them, book them. They're on IG. They're teaching a course on Kanye. Shout out to the boy, Narcy. I sent the email out, Meezy.
I said,
but I might get kerfuffled with CBC and everybody else. Yeah, but Narcy is teaching a course about Kanye. Now, it's not the first time he's done this. He's a professor. Well, you know, he's a deep hip-hop head. Yeah. He's a professor at Concordia. But he's done the Tribe Called Quest. He's done Lauryn Hill. So it's not the first time. But the Kanye one is very polarizing.
What do you think of that, man?
Well, come on.
What do you think of that?
You're speaking, you know what I mean? You're speaking to the choir here. I'm a big Kanye fan. But what I was trying to find the description of his class. But I like that he's putting emphasis on the creativity, the imagination, because that's what I take away from Kanye. Mm-hmm. Not so much the antics of, and that does make up a person, mm-hmm. but for me, when I look at something that I like or look at something that I indulge in, I look at what works for me, what I can buy for me, everything has to kind of just leave to the side. Mm. So I love the imagination part of Kanye. I love the fact that Kanye's about protecting creators and protecting your content. I'm about that. Mm-hmm. And I love that side about Kanye. So I hope in the description I got, that's what he was emphasizing. But while you go, I'm going to pull it up because I had it somewhere.
I feel like Kanye's a genius, man. He's just on another level, man. He's on a... Like, we're thinking that now he's thinking like
he's in 2016. Mm-hmm. On the genius level, you know, it's been widely documented that most people that are genius level, they're a little crazy.
Yeah.
Because if most people are on level 2 and you operate on level 5, how are you supposed to relate to level 2 when you operate on 5? There's going to be a disconnect a certain way. That's why some people don't really get the diatribe that Kanye's on. It doesn't fit into the norm of, like, the box they want it to be in.
Yeah.
No, he didn't say it properly. We're not getting into it this morning. The slavery comment went left, but I kind of understood where he was coming from.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I speak a little crazy a little bit.
I mean, everybody does, right?
I speak a little crazy, but shout out to Narcy. The course is offered at Concordia.
Shout out to him for real.
Quite a step Concordia. You know what I mean? It's a big difference between Concordia and McGill. McGill is like the Harvard of Canada, but Concordia is really keeping it urban. Concordia is really keeping it hip. I need to teach a class at Concordia, but shout out to Narcy, man, teaching that Kanye course. It's a really, really dope thing. But I want to ask you here, as everything is opening up here, me, Jenny, what can we expect next with MTL Plug? Because I saw maybe a month or so ago, you started releasing videos. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I know you're sending a lot of content. But what's the vision and direction? Are you still trying to expose artists in the city that people don't really necessarily know about, guys don't have enough shine, and also guys that you think are really dope?
So the goal this year really is to really do every Canadian artist.
Oh,
so deep. We're not really just doing Montreal. We're doing Toronto, Vancouver, Ottawa, you know, anywhere that music is good. You know what I'm saying? I believe that, like, you know, Canada itself has really, really jumped bounds and leaps, like, to really good music.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Making really good music. You know?
Oh, are we quality, hot right now?
Like,
yeah,
quality music, you know? So I feel like we should expose these guys and women, you know.
No, definitely. You know, so, yeah, on both sides. And I think also, too, the kind of tricky part with the whole music scene, especially coming out of Montreal, is that sometimes you're fighting a dual battle. Like, you know, like you want to make that radio track, but you also want to stay true to what sound you feel speaks to you.
Yeah.
So it's kind of that internal battle a lot of artists are having right now. But right now in the city, you know, of course, there's the Nate Husses and the Nia Lee and the Tate and stuff like that. But there's a lot of dope guys, man. I'm a big Trey Lamont guy. I'm a big Sales guy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys, and I'm a big Ro G guy as well.
Yeah.
Guys like, and then I just piggy jump off anybody you have on. I'm like, okay, that's what. I'm like, that's where we at. Yeah, I'm like that's where we at. Yeah. So whoever you get on, Zach Zoya, you put me on that. Zach, so many guys you put me on.
Yeah.
So man,
these were guys that were like, you know, before it starts now. You know, I love being there before because it's like, you know, it's like you start the journey with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you watch them grow and stuff like that. See what goes on, and like I love it. One thing, Montreal.
Hey, talk your thing. Watch it. Talk your thing.
We need to stop the hiatuses, man.
Yeah.
Like, all the good guys, man. Like, you guys, you come in and then we love the music. And then after that, like, you know, we don't hear or see you guys for a long time. Like, we need you guys to stay, man. It's time now. Things
you guys
are open.
You guys,
you know,
are not. You guys
videos could be going on now. You know what I'm saying? Like, come out.
Y'all had a two-year break. Two-year break.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody should have their things lined up. All the music should be ready. Everything should be lined up. Yeah. Oh, okay. We got our first donation. Shout out, brothers.
Shout out, man.
My dude's on the block. Yo, hold on. Let me see you on the video, man. Shout out. The first donation. The funding drive. We in the building. The block is here. The block. GMB brothers in here. Ruga's in here. Cream, you done know? No. We'll get you in a minute. I got no one to you. Yeah. You always know when the hood's in the building. Yeah, man, listen, stop the hiatus. Y'all had 2 years to prepare, organize yourself as we're opening up. Everybody should be ready.
Yeah.
It should be bang, 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 bang. Now, we got Ruga coming up. He's got some new music. You know, he got the solo project coming. But before we go, Maddie, give me Give me one bomb. I got to do a little bit of news. I got to do a little bit of news before we back. I'm going to do this real quick, real smiggity this morning.
Got it.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. Let me segue. It's a really wild segue this morning. Okay, so they're saying there's a new Delta Crown COVID-19 variant confirmed by the WHO. Ooh. So it's a new, you know what I mean? I guess we're going to have a whole bunch of hybrids. Wow. So it's a hybrid of the Omicron and Delta variants has begun circulating in Europe. The variant, which some have dubbed the Delta Crown, has slowly begun surfacing in France. So we have a new joint coming around.
Here we go again, right?
Here we go again. Well, listen, we open, we close, we open, we close. This is like the ex-girlfriend that doesn't want to go away, this COVID thing, I'm telling you. So the federal government to end pre-arrival COVID testing for travelers entering Canada. That's good for me because our April 1st show, I'll be in Minneapolis.
Let's go.
So that saves me a fee of $99 U.S. So Canada is scrapping its pre-arrival COVID-19 testing requirements for fully vaccinated travelers. The federal government announced on Thursday. So starting April 1st, vaccinated travelers won't need to track down a COVID-19 test in the last day before their vacation ends. So good luck on that.
Yep.
Oh, Duhaime, I think Eric Duhaime. Eric Duhaime is a Conservative Party. He's calling for the cancellation of all infraction tickets related to health measures. So all those COVID-19 tickets, and there was a lot. So a report released 2 weeks ago showed. a report released 2 weeks ago showed 46,563 tickets issued between September 2020 and October 2021. So we think it will be important for the government in a gesture of unity. The government, in a gesture of unity, to abolish these 46,000 and change tickets of $1,500, which were mainly attributed to poor people, and give amnesty to these people in this exit of the crisis. We're in the exit of the crisis. That's where we at, Maddie. If you wasn't sure, Maddie, we had the exit of the crisis. Quebec tables bill to end pandemic state of emergency. So public health emergency was first declared on March 13, 2020. Now, 2 years after Quebec first declared a public health state of emergency, it is taking steps to end it, but only on paper. So according to opposition leaders who claim the government is trying to hang on to too many powers. So Quebec Health Minister Christian Dubé tabled a bill in the National Assembly Wednesday morning, which when adopted will lift the pandemic state of emergency while still allowing the government to retain some powers, notably to manage the healthcare system through the end of 2022. So let's keep an eye on that.
Big eye on that.
Now listen, man. Oh man, we should have played the Minority Report. I don't know if you guys heard this story. I'm so disgusted. You know, sometimes in life, you forget, like, there's some human beings that are just disgusting human beings. I don't know if y'all heard this story. A girl, 10 years old, hospitalized after brutal assault in Pointe aux Trembles. You can't even go home for lunch when you were a kid.
Broad day.
11:30 in the morning.
Broad day, man.
A 21-year-old resident of Anjou was arrested and charged after he unprovoked attacked on the child who was walking with another young girl when she was assaulted. So a 10-year-old girl is in hospital and her Pointe aux Trembles neighborhood was in shock after she was savagely beaten while walking home for lunch on Monday. Montreal police said the incident occurred around 11:30 a.m. The child was walking along Tricentenaire Boulevard near Victoria Street with another young girl when she was assaulted. Her attacker struck her repeatedly on the head and then dragged her for a short distance before bystanders intervened and called 911. This is crazy.
That's sad, man.
I don't know if you saw the before and after pictures. This is wild.
Yeah, this is.
So, of course, they say, you know, obviously he's got to be a little bit off the spectrum if he's going to hit, you know, beat and drag a young 10-year-old girl out of nowhere, unprovoked.
Out of nowhere.
Someone was saying yesterday more in the news that you can't even find his picture. Like, if you Google him online, you can't even find his picture. Like,
no, but he's not going to, like, he's basically done. Like, he's, like, once he gets inside, yeah, exactly. Like, they're going to catch him, whether, like.
Now listen.
It's pretty much over.
A young girl, and she's black. And you know what I'm saying? I don't like to make everything about the racial thing and the color thing. But you could definitely see the difference between this attack on her and the death of the white kid in Saint Michel. Yeah. The energy's kinda different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it sucks.
This is when us as a black community, we gotta really rally around each other. You know what I mean? The energy's real different. You know what I mean? So our prayers go out to Alicia, man, and her family. Should never be the same.
Yeah.
Once somebody bashes you on your head repeatedly, your brain is encased in there.
And she's too young for that. She
looks totally different. She looks totally different now.
Yeah.
Well, great segue. The city hasn't done enough for victims of domestic violence, Ensemble Montréal says. So Ensemble Montréal says the Plante administration, all Value Plante cares about is green initiative. Green initiative and this pink line. What about the domestic violence initiative? So ValuePont administration has been dragging its feet after adopting a motion a year ago intended to improve support for victims of domestic violence. So in an effort to get things moving, the official opposition party says it will table a new motion at the city council meeting on March 21st. It will call on the city to quickly implement the measures promised last year. So last year, as of November 15, 2021, there had been 18 femicides in Quebec alone. And two infant, I can't even say it, was it infanticides reported. Last year, 2021, 18. Yeah, man.
I mean,
I still think about Becky, man. Goddamn, RIP, man. This, it's crazy. Yeah. It's going on. Oh, now I find the thing about the Kanye course. Oh, before we break out, we're going to play a track from G&B. We got Ruga coming up next. You know, I'm a big space guy. You know what I mean? You know, I'm a big space guy. I'm going to Mars. Me and RG Music, we're going to Mars.
Like, you would do it in a heartbeat?
Yeah. Give me the short trip. I don't want to do the 6 months journey, but once they get it down to a couple weeks, yeah. I'm a realistic guy. But you laughing. Let me hit you with this one, Mr.
Up.
MTL Plug.
Hit me up.
The first space hotel plans to open in 2027. That we are in 2022. Sick. Hold on. Let me walk you through it.
2027, you said?
2027, so 6 decades in, the space age is marching steadily into its commercial phase, allowing more and more private individuals to purchase passage beyond Earth's atmosphere. In just the past few months, the billionaires Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson, Virgin, and Bezos is Amazon, have paid to cross or arrive at the edge of the Kármán line. We don't even know what that is. The boundary between our atmosphere and the outer space. So, they've gone all the way to the edge. So, beside a bustling clientele of Bezos and Brandon's stature, the era of full-fledged pleasure trips to space seems at hand, even for a multi-day escape. So, to accommodate such a jaunt, the Sacramento startup Orbital Assembly Corporation has announced plans to open a space hotel by 2027 as the first of its kind. Voyager Station, and they really call this thing Voyager Station, is slated to be a luxury resort designed to accommodate 280 guests, 112 crew. I need more crew. No. There can't be more guests than crew. I need more crew to complete with a restaurant, a bar, a concert hall, a gym, and even a cinema.
Hear that, Montreal? A concert hall. So let's get the performance up there.
Let's get the performance
up there, boy.
That is so crazy. When Ruga comes on, we'll ask Ruga if he wants to go perform in space. So Montreal, my city, once again. This is our CKT funding drive. We are a community radio show. Without you, Montreal, we cannot go. We cannot function. So if you wish to donate, the line is 514-907-9424. Or you can go to CKT.ca. This morning's show has been brought to you by Regulators. Regulators Clothing Brand. It's the only place to be, man. They put the nice West Indian Grace peach. Peanut, boy. But that peanut will have you going all night. Stop it. Quiet as kept. DJ Maddie on the ones and twos. Let's play some Get Money Brothers right now. Keep it locked. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Skrrt.
Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3
FM. Say we not so low. Not so low. Say we not so low. Texas, West Island, so we're not so low. Half a big up the place where we grow. Remember them days, as a youth, when we used to play in the park. Then we grow up and start hustling till the dark. Royalty and loyalty, now we hot. Real brothers, it's gonna be very hard to tear us apart. So when they move, try move real smart. We're not so low, we're not so low. Real uptown man them. We're not so low, we're not so low. Real Texas man them. We not so low, we not so low. We'll be silent, man, them. We not so low, we not so low. Machine, CV, PG. We not so low. Me not like me afraid all my dogs then. Especially all the money that me hustling for long time. Certain man put me on, so you know the thing locked. From West Central to Uptown, the thing shot. It's come from M166. Anyhow, you disrespect, you better move swiftly. Me not me down, let me sell out. We keep it 1,000. And now who don't like it's up to matter. Real uptown man them, we not so low, we not so low. Real Texas man them, we not so low, we not so low. Real West Island man them, we not so low, we not so low. Lashin, CV, DG, we not so low. Much your girls them pretty like what? And then think shot, uptown girls them hot like lava. DG.
Yeah.
Montreal, my city. If you don't know the Get Money Brothers, these guys are making some good music, man. I'm proud to be a Montreal's The More Detour, DJ Matty.
Montreal, them are the ting, ting lock, ting shut, whoa. Montreal girls, them pretty like what, and then ting shut. Uptown girls, them hot like lava. DG girls, them pretty like cassava. Texas girls, they gon' make a hot melt. Them fly go a east, so much pretty girl, they make a ton weak. Can't forget the west, they pretty girl, them can't say them at the best. Make her from Uptown, one baby mother from DG. Didn't work out, cause too much girl a preemie. Then she get toxic, cause the coxic. And she never want to share, but Ruga never care. He's a girl, is from birth. Anytime we link up with a tacky, that get murdered. Then she leave with a smile and a smirk. Texas girl, them love putting work. Don't talk, girl, them wild and love twerk. Like she got thick and love for rice stick. Then you have only for pretty girl in the east. How would them a fuck them a ball, wee wee? Them not hesitate to get down on their knees. How when the chick has to get squeezed? Then no one for weird. Them a big, big, big.
Yes, Montreal, my city, 7:35 in the morning, March 18th, another Friday, another Friday. The funding drive till infinity. Now this morning, we have a whole bunch of guests, man. I'm here with my Uber co-host. He is the real-life Puff Daddy of Montreal. He A&R.
Yeah.
I feel like you're just one biggie away.
Hey,
I feel like you're just one biggie away.
Hey, man.
I feel like you're just one biggie away. Now this morning, we have Ruga from the Get Money Brothers. How you doing, King? Hold on, I can't hear your mic. Maddie. I can't hear his mic. Now, you're not muted either. Hold on. Let Maddie EQ you out. He's on the third one. I can't hear him. Yeah, I can't hear him at all. Talk.
Yo.
Yeah, he's coming in. Oh, yeah, he's coming in. Yeah, talk.
Yo.
Yeah, you coming in.
Hello. We in the building?
Yeah.
Montreal, you hear me?
Yeah. No, hold on. He wired out again.
Yeah, it has a short.
It's like a short or something on this guy's mic.
Yo.
Yeah, he's good now. Yeah, okay.
All right, we in the building.
Oh, yeah, sorry for that, Ruga, man. You know,
soft thing.
No, we trying on. No, I don't need it yet. Yeah, plug it in. I don't need it yet. So what's going on? You got some new music. The solo album's coming out. So break us down real quick. We were just featuring some of your songs. I love the growth of the Get Money Brothers. I love the growth. I've been following you guys for a minute. You guys been on the show a few times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, you guys sounding good, boy. Y'all sounding good.
Honestly, I'm just trying to put in that work, fam. And I want to put the CD on the map for real. You understand?
That's
man?
What's up. Mm.
I just want to get that Montreal sound, you know, get the world, you know, let them know, like, we really got talent out here, for real, you know, whether it's man them doing a podcast, man them selling clothes, man them cooking food, you know, man them DJing, like, we got it popping out here, for real, you know what I'm saying?
So what's the new project? You got something coming out next week, right?
Yeah, it's called Inspired by Music from Bert, you know what I'm saying? And I've been working on it for a minute still, and I'm just happy that I'm finally getting to release one of my first solos, you know, so. Big up for letting me come on the show and squeeze
that
for
sure.
How long did it take you for this?
Honestly,
to prepare for that?
Shit, bro. I've been working on this since 2017, bro. 16, bro. I wanted to drop it long time, but I guess I wasn't ready. But in my mind, like, I was ready, but
it wasn't time.
I thought I was ready, but I wasn't ready. Now I'm ready, you know?
How much tracks you got on this one?
Nine,
okay. Yeah,
how much stress you got in the vault, though? You got nine to give us. How much
I
you got?
I got hundreds.
Okay.
Like I could drop a few EPs, especially the GMV team. We got maybe a few hundred tracks in the vault, man.
Yeah, that's what's up.
We got bare tracks. That's what we do, you know? We just record every week. Me, I go every 2 weeks, so it's just bare music, you know? Plus, I have more music with my other brethren than I have.
Yeah, Bear Tunes.
Yeah, Bear Tunes, fam. I'm trying to link up with CY too and do some, you know.
Now, but I like that about you guys. You guys collaborate.
Just trying to unite,
too.
You know?
Yeah.
Unite the city and show the people that we could all do this. We could work together and really bust the city for real, you know? It's not a doubt.
So let the people know the date and how they can, you know, consume the new music, how they can follow that.
Well, basically, we on point with that part because we're on all platforms, you know, you can find me everywhere, wherever you feel comfortable listening to your jams, whether it's Spotify, you know, YouTube, whatever you like, title, it don't matter.
You guys
March 22nd, Inspired by Music gonna be there. That's a fact.
Send me the joints. Send me the joints. You know how we do.
I sent you a few. I sent you like five, but I didn't want to send everything. I want the people to support the thing and go stream up the thing.
Yeah,
stream
up the thing.
Because I realize sometimes I give out too much and the man then really look up the music. I don't already have it in their phone, you know?
Yeah.
So, So it is what it is. But the personal people that been supporting, don't worry. You guys are going to get the music.
We'll get the streams up. We get the streams up. We had you guys in the Hardest City Mix last week.
Mm-hmm. So, respect. I seen the footage. That was dope. That made me feel lit in the morning.
Yeah, well, they don't know.
Big up Wiz.
We try to get everybody right, man. I think, do we have another one of their songs that we didn't play, or we play both of them? You got one more? Okay, so let's play one more. Which one you got there? Salava. Okay.
Well, this one's for the wifey. You know, you got to have songs for the ladies, and, you know, I try to mix it up and then just do all kind of, you know, every street shit or whatever. I'm trying to elevate, you know?
That's what I like about you guys. You know,
I'm mostly for the gal them. So if you mind them getting vexed, I ain't worried about y'all right now. It's for the ladies. So
yo, there you go.
For the gal them.
I learn after my biggest artist, you know? I rate Cartel still, so I bear gal tune in mix. So that's what the path I'm on, you know?
Let them know one more time the name of the tape, where they can get it. Because listen, we're gonna go into some Get Money Brothers right now. Tune for the Gallus, just like their version of the Jairo Put It On Me. listen, Quiet as Kept. Yo, I'm having an epiphany this morning. Yo, me and MTL Plug, we're gonna start our own record label, man. We're gonna start our own Rockefeller, bro.
Got to. Honestly,
how we don't have a Rockefeller in Montreal?
We need our own major label.
Yeah, we need our own Rockefeller.
Yeah, we need our own stuff, man.
You know, the older heads listen to the show, they done tuned out all our music talk. But like, I gotta see
the talent, man.
That's what's messed up. If we weren't good, I'm just speaking on the Anglophone side. If we didn't have artists that are making good music, I'd be like, okay, you got us. But we have guys that are nice. GMB Brothers, the Trailer Moss, the Sales, the Zach Zoys. We have guys that are nice.
Yeah, that's fine.
If we didn't have guys that are nice, I'd be like, okay, cool, y'all got me.
And they do their own craft, you know? They do their own, everything is themselves. You know, it's like they write their own stuff. It's their own productions. Everything is them. All you got to do is just support.
Shout out to CV Man them too.
CV Man. I want to live in a world one day where I could see my man Tegans win a Grammy. Like I could see Tegans working with Pharrell.
Supporting that, man.
Like you talk about organic, it just feels like non-forced music. To me, that's Tegans. But anyways, Get Money Brothers in the building. You guys are the Montreal G-Unit.
If you want to find us, you can holler at us on any platform, like I said. And March 22nd, Inspired by Music, is going to be out. And also, my brother A1, he dropping his mixtape too soon. So look out for that. You know what I mean? We coming hard.
All right, Montreal, keep it locked. We're still doing the fun and drive. We're looking for donations. The number is 514-907-9424. Or you can donate at ckat.ca.
I forgot. Big video just dropped yesterday, too. Maker.
So okay.
Go look out for that on YouTube, you know?
All right.
Called Maker, yeah.
Bear Music. This is the morning music. Detour. There's only one more chaser. Nobody's just like this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
Love this life.
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Going on, tune in, bow.
I make a head wild up, no.
I
respectful, I move untidy. Vex cause of you, I'm me goddess, I'm a life. See, me love you, me no love them. Me make it very clear, say, you're me fuck friend. When me done, me I go leave. Me not spend too much time, I can't stay the whole night. Or lost my girl, me don't know where you're gonna hide. Me not care what you think, say your thing turn up. You must see bright now. If you think, say me, I go disrespect me wife. I don't think that me no like. It's like, say you want come on IG, Facebook and Snapchat. Me not put me love life in a media. Me not put me love life in a media. No, say me love me day one. Can't put no trust in a no idiot. My girl, no sighting can't style you. I make your head wild up, cause of you name wifey. Are you me put first? Come home to you on the nightly. Me leave you, that's highly unlikely. Unlikely. That's why no girl can style you.
Why God try so hard? Why God lie? Because I'm prideful and don't like a lot. L-O-V-E dot dot dot. Why you like to fight so much? Why you follow where he brought? I comment on that's fine as fuck. No one want no title, cool. You don't get no title, love. Pedal to my side, bitches. Now that's a vicious cycle, girl. You better, yeah. Would you rather love or just someone that like your pictures? Yeah. Met you in the club. I don't expect you to stop hitting them. So hit me when you buzz. You know I'm buzz. You know I'm with it. Your heart now, man, I'm numb. So we be gone, but I won't finish, yeah. Met a lot of women, got a lot of niggas, but everybody full of shit. That's why we back and forth again. My heart severely scorned, and you the cause of it. Goodbye, my baby, I'll abandon you. That's when you forced to care. L-O-V-E, dot, dot, dot. Why you gotta make this hard? Funny how the quiet ones do not up till they do a lot. Sorry.
Never be,
you sorry.
Oh, I even tried. Don't know why we tried. I don't know why we tried. Tears up in your eyes, I can make it all better. I can make it all better. Hands up in my face, you only once hear my way. Yeah, I had way too much to drink. I had way too much to drink. Going through a breakup that just slowed the pace up. Yeah, you was wondering why I was missing. Girl, I miss your loving, hugging, touching, kissing. Say others don't amount to nothing. Trust and listen.
Listen again. I know that we not together, I know we don't see each other. I'm hoping this beef is fake, the impossible, we could do it impossible. We too chicken impossible, I'm just fishing it's possible. That I miss you, malnourished, I need your flesh on my lips so I'm better. And I read you every month, just like I paid for a subscription. And I've been on every page, so it's no way you had your issues. But yet and still though, bottled emotions tend to spill out when you get a sipping. And I know it's close to being over, I can see it's different. But obviously when you be blowing up, you get in your feelings. So who's the villain, girl? L-O-V-E dot dot dot. Yes, I know I drink a lot, but just know you drink too much. Let's do this when we sober up. Okay, it's your fault, but you ain't wrong.
I guess I could never be.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
Love is life.
Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3.
That's a powerful. Watch how you mix it. Montreal, my city, 7:49 in the morning. This is the best morning show in the country. This is the Morning Detour. I'm Weezy Moon Chase alongside Uber host, creator, MTL plug, Mr. Measy's in the building. Now we talking hip hop this morning. We talking hip hop a little bit this morning. There's a great art exhibition called Vision Hip Hop. You know, celebrates some of the greatest creators that have influenced hip hop culture in Quebec. Mm-hmm. So it's an exhibition by Malvin Clairvaux, Vision Hip Hop Quebec. It's an art exhibition featuring a new series of works by 26 years old Afro contemporary artist Malvin Clairvaux, great guy. You know, Clairvaux takes us through a visual and audio journey discovering the artists and figures that have marked Quebec's unique hip-hop scene and culture through this new series of portraits. Now, he didn't do it alone. You know what I mean? He did it with, you know, I call this brother the Cornel West of hip-hop. They say he's a philanthropist. Oh, this guy's so deep, bro. Chief, are you on the line? Hold on, Hello?
Yeah, hello. Peace. Hello, peace.
Hold on. How do you get a Wikipedia page? They say you're a philanthropist. They say you are Quebec.
Me?
Yeah, they said you are Quebec hip hop connoisseur. How do you get
that's what they say on Wikipedia?
That's what Wikipedia says, man. When I Wikipedia, I'll do it right now. But you know, I have Mr. Capua Lamore on the show right now. What's going on, King?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. Doing good, and you?
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed.
Yeah, blessed.
Let the people know real quick, you know what I mean? You know, how do you kind of play? Oh, I got the description for you here. This is what they call you. They call you a hip-hop historian and metaphysician.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's open up there. Kameem Easy is like, okay, metaphysician of hip-hop.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit.
But you know, I'm gonna center the discussion around the exhibition. But concerning me, I'm a historian. I've studied like history. I have a major in history, and I also wrote the first book on hip hop history. This book was released like a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And it was a book that was targeting like the history of Quebec hip hop going back to 1979. Okay. Until 2015.
Okay.
And this book was like really central for the history of Quebec hip hop, because before that book, there was no book that was written. Mm-hmm. And after that, they started to do more research about the history of hip hop in Quebec.
Yeah.
And concerning the exhibition.
Yes.
Specifically is that I've been contacted by Marvin like around like almost like 2 years ago. Wow. He tried to contact me. And before this exhibition, Marvin was doing other exhibition.
Right.
Like he did an exhibition for some municipal libraries of Montreal. He also did an exhibition in Central America. And he was the winner of an artistic prize, a prize that was given to him by the Ministry of Art and Culture. It was a grant that he received, like $15,000 that he received a couple of years ago.
Shout out to Malvin. We're really talented artists, man. We'll talk about it in a bit.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. And what happened with the event exactly is that Marvin was, he was not a big connoisseur. He didn't have a lot of knowledge about the history of Quebec hip-hop.
Yeah.
So what he did is that he went to some bookstore to get my book, but specifically he went to the bookstore called Espace Urbain on the store of Kitty Antoine, and that's where he got my book. And from that on, I've been in contact with him. And before we started to chat, what he told me is that in 2017, there was an event that he did. The event was on Alia. And somebody at the event suggested him to do an exhibition about Quebec hip hop. And finally, what happened is that we started to work on the project in March of 2021. Mm. We did 1 year on the project.
Oh.
We did 1 year, and we were really blessed that the Phi Center decided to accept the project. And the exhibition started in February 11th.
Nice. Yeah. So Montreal, my city, we're talking about the Vision Hip Hop Quebec. If you love the hip hop culture, You know, and it's not only black culture. You know, we feature other people outside of the black race, too. But he has great paintings. He has a virtual reality thing. Means I never done that before, where he talks and walks you through some of the paintings.
Let's get it.
They even have a section with pillows and have the old school, like, boom boxes.
That's the fire
and,
center. Yeah. That's the fire center, baby.
And you can listen, you know what I mean?
Yes, there's the audio stories. There's the audio stories.
But
yeah, and there's audio stories by people like that played a key role in hip-hop history in Montreal, such as Ricky D.
Yeah.
There's also stories from Sarah May, Tammy Tuesdays, mm-hmm. and Slim.
Tammy Tuesdays.
Yeah, yeah, Tammy Tuesdays painting is dope. Yeah. Dice B. You know, Dice B, you know, shout out to Dice B. Dice B's coming on the show next week. Dice B is our Funkmaster Flex. Mm. Dice B is our K Slay. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, Dice B, you know, walks so Kiki can run. You know what I mean? But he's coming on the show next week, man. I love Dice B, man. But great paintings. Mav, I know we couldn't get Malvin on the line because he's more French, but, you know, I would have brought in a French Coles and would have done it up. But what has the response been? The exhibition is free, and it's running until March 26th, correct?
Yes, until March 26th. I have some updates that I want to say about the exhibition. Is that this upcoming Saturday, there's going to be a workshop on NFT and hip-hop.
Okay.
But the workshop is already sold out. It's on March 19th.
That's beautiful.
So my people can't even go. My people can't even go, bro.
But they can still assist online because there's going to be like some footage that's going to be online just to let them know.
Yeah.
How popular is the exhibition right now. On the Thursday, March 21st, there's going to be a panel of discussion about the youth scene in Quebec hip-hop, about the new generation.
Jeez.
And to assist the panel of discussion, they can go online and they can purchase their tickets. I think it's around like $9. They can go on fi.ca. Right. And the people that are going to be on the panel of discussion is going to be Janelle Lottis, Raccoon, and Slim is going to be there. And the panel is going to be hosted by It Story.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up, man.
And on March 26th, it's going to be the final day of the exhibition. We're going to have a big concert on March 26th.
Oh, I'm coming.
Yes.
The main act
of the concert is going to be Rain Man. I don't know if you remember Rain Man. Rain Man was a big group back then in the late 1990s.
Okay.
They released a big album that was really like a mythic for the hip-hop scene in Quebec. The album was titled Armageddon. It was released in 1998. It was big, and it was a big success in France. They also did an English version of the album that was big in Ontario. So they're going to be the main act for the show. There's also going to be DJ Shortcut's going to be on that show also. It's going to be the DJ for the night. And the first act is going to be the group Strange Fruit.
Yeah,
They'll be performing there. The tickets, I think they're $25. So people can purchase them online on fi.ca.
But you know what? You know what, Montreal, this is a moment in our hip-hop culture. We're always going to remember when Malvin Clairvaux hooked up with Capua Lamar and they did the hip-hop exhibition. And there was that closing night on March 26th. And, you know, we got to see these famous acts. I'm going. It's a moment in hip-hop. Yep. I'm in the building. So now, Montreal, you guys can still indulge in the Vision Hip-Hop Quebec exhibition is running at the Five Center till March 26th. On March 26th, we heard it here from the man himself, Mr. Cowboy says, yeah, listen, we shutting it down. We got acts. You pay your ticket. This is going to be a moment for hip-hop. This is going to be a red carpet affair, Mr. Lamar.
Yeah, but you know something that I want to say, like, with a lot of humility, it's the exhibition is a start, like, because there are some comments I've been getting from some people in the communities that they think that the exhibition is like how can I say that? They see that it's a selection, but what they gotta understand is that it's a start. That there's gonna be many parts to come because
you can't please everybody.
Because the next step after that exhibition is that we plan to travel all around Quebec with the exhibition, and we might also travel around the country, but it's going to be like a second part and maybe a third part, because ideally we were supposed to have like maybe like 50 to 60 paintings, but we were not able to put all those paintings in the fight.
Okay.
So we had to do a selection.
Okay.
That's why we have about like 20 paintings, but what I want to say to the hip hop community is that it's a start, because there were no exhibition before. So the people that are sometimes complaining is that you have to understand that we did it for the culture and it's a start. And the constructive aspect of the exhibition is that a lot of people that didn't even knew about hip hop culture, when they come over the exhibition, they see that for them it's a course. It's like they're getting educated about hip hop.
And
they've been like, oh, I didn't know that there were all those type of artists and entrepreneurs in the city. So they're really amazed by why they're seeing at the exhibition. It's really immersive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's what's up. You know, that's the whole goal, man. You can't please everybody. At least we have it, and people are learning about hip-hop. So Montreal, my city, I've been speaking with Capua Lamar. He's one of the creators of the Vision Hip-Hop Quebec exhibition happening at the Five till March 26th. If you love hip-hop, you love black culture, you love paintings, you love artistry, and Malvin Clever was a talent, bro. Like, this dude, yo, they're going to pay him a lot of money to do this.
Let's go.
Monsieur Capua, thank you very much for being on the show. Make sure you come back. You know how we do things.
It's a pleasure.
All right, easy, brother.
Okay, take care. Bye.
All right, DJ, man, you already know what time it is. So this morning, you know, shout out to my boy Donald from Warner Music Canada. He sent me the new Aya Nakamura, I'm definitely messing up right there. Aya Nakamura song, Dejen. And I got a dude out of Atlanta. He sent me a song called Bad Influence, my man Raquel Griefy. So, it's the Guardians mix.
Let's go, baby.
But hold on, we got to play some commercials. We play like three of them joints, man. We got to play some commercials here, man. Much of my city. We're paying some bills. We're still doing our CKT funding drive. Till Infinity is the theme this year. We're trying to raise $35,000. This is a community radio station. Without you, Montreal, we cannot exist. We cannot prosper. So if you like the Morning Detour, you want to keep hearing the Morning Detour, please donate. We'll take anything. We already got $20. We're $20 further. So I think we need 34 and change this sport. The number is 514-907-9424 or CKT.ca. After the mix, I'm going to talk about the merch, the Morning Detour merch that we own Fridays. That